time to time where people say, well, I'm a person of faith. And I'm not sure exactly
what that means. Because they have a belief in something or someone or something or... But what does that really mean? We do read about the importance of faith in the Bible. We read that Jesus says that if we don't believe in Him, that we'll perish, we'll die in our sins. We understand that the great people of God in the Old Testament were people who lived and were moved and did the things they did because of the faith they had in an almighty God. I believe faith makes a difference in the way in which we live. I believe faith makes a difference in how we conduct ourselves and the things we do in our manner of life. And I'd like for us to talk about that for just a few minutes as we study together tonight. Some characteristics of faith. As you think about that, you might consider that as we consider that faith knows. Our faith is an informed faith. It is a taught faith. It is something that when, for instance, we look in Romans chapter 10 and verse 17, not one of the verses I have on the screen, but in Romans 10, 17, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. That the Word of God does produce faith in the believer. That there are evidences we can look at from that Word, and there is truth that is proclaimed. And certainly the Holy Spirit has a work in that, undoubtedly, in the revelation of the Word. But it is a taught faith. It's something you know. And I think that when we look at Hebrews chapter 11, we see that in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1, where the Scripture says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Why do we know certain things? Well, we might look at some evidence to see that our belief is reasonable. And we might look at the instruction from the Word of God, but we ultimately have to believe things by faith. You know, we believe a lot of things by faith. I have never laid my eyes on a real person named Abraham Lincoln or George Washington or Alexander the Great. How do we know they really existed? Well, we have some evidence, and that evidence leads us to believe that that's true. We look at the, easy for me to say, the preponderance of the evidence. Well, there's some things in Scripture that we look at that cause us to believe. There's some things that are undeniably testified of, some things that are very plainly stated and spoken. We believe there was a resurrection. It was not done in a secret place. It was wide open for everyone to see. Now, the people in Jesus' day, Jesus says that about the work that He did here on earth. But the resurrection, He appeared to so many, and we have so much testimony and evidence of that, that our faith knows that Jesus rose from the dead. And I believe that is a foundation by which we can know so many things because we come to have confidence and to believe in God. In Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6, it tells us some things that we know by faith. It tells us there, "Without faith it is impossible to please Him, for he who comes to God must believe that He is, that God is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him." What does that mean? By faith we cannot be an atheist. We believe that there is an almighty God, the Creator. We look around and Paul would tell us in the book of Romans that how could you possibly deny that? How could you possibly not see that there's a God when you look around and you observe all of creation, when you observe all that God has done, how great God's works are, how precise the creation is, how could you deny that there's a God? We must believe that He is. But there's more to it than just, well, yes, there is a Creator. But that we are accountable to Him. And that just as all of creation answers to Him, we have to answer to God. That He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. That God is watching. He is interested in man. He's provided a way of salvation. And ultimately, we'll have to respond. Look at what Paul said about the faith that he preached. By the way, the word faith, I meant to say this at the beginning, the word faith is used in some different ways. Sometimes it speaks of the faith. And it's talking about how we believe and maybe the practices within the church and maybe even the gospel, good news, the plan that God has. But what we're talking about this morning is that personal faith that we believe. And Paul said, my speech and my preaching, they were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of the power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Why do we believe the message that's preached? It's not because the ones who are up in front of this group are just that brilliant. I appreciated Mark's lesson this morning, but it's not because he's just so brilliant that I believe what he had to say. And I would say the same thing about my lesson tonight. But that God has revealed His message to us through men, and our faith is not in the wisdom of men, but it's in the power of God. In a God who has revealed Himself to us. Our faith knows that. And I thought about Psalm 46:10. This is one of those verses that a lot of people know because you see it maybe on a painting or you see it on some piece of craft type work. You can go to the fairs. I think it's the Covered Bridge Festival is going on. And I bet if you walked around the Covered Bridge Festival that you would probably find this verse or at least part of it. Be still and know that I am God. He says, I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Our faith knows there is a God. You just have to kind of sometimes sit quietly and observe what's going on. To allow ourselves to see something beyond ourselves. To see something beyond our routine of everyday life. And to be amazed at the wonders of God. We have a faith that knows. But we also have a faith that sees. When you think about that, you might consider also there in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 13. You're familiar with Hebrews 11. It says, and we're going to look at a little bit of that before we're done today. But Hebrews 11 talks about these heroes of faith from the Old Testament. Enoch walked with God. Noah built an ark. We're going to talk in depth a little more about Abraham and these great ones who showed their faith. And it says of those, it says, these all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. Faith was able to see beyond just earthly things and trust that God was able to do things He promised He would do that their eyes might not ever lay hold of. I thought about Matthew 21, verse 22. And whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. Now, there are some who probably manipulate this passage for their own use. And the idea seems to be that you ought to believe that, I think the phrase is name it and claim it. I told God I wanted this and He's going to give. That's not what Jesus is talking about. Whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. We can't doubt when we ask God. But we have to believe, and we have to be able to see in our own mind within ourselves, that God is able to do things that maybe we can't imagine. God is able to, He is, let me put the right emphasis there. God is able. We're able to see that He's able to do great things. There's a lengthier reading here, and it's in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 6 through 10. And Paul talks about being able to see things that we can only see by faith. And so he says, so we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. I think that phrase means, by the way, not just looking around what we can see with these eyes, but what we can see by faith. We are confident, yes, well pleased, rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Therefore, we make it our aim, whether present or absent, to be well pleasing to Him, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body according to what he has done, whether good or bad. What does it look like? You tell me, what does it look like to be absent from the body and present with the Lord? I can't give you... I can read some words that we have in prophecy, and I can read some descriptions. But what's it really going to look like? We see it by faith. What does the judgment seat of Christ look like? What's it going to look like for all of humanity to stand before the judgment seat of Christ? Everyone who's ever lived, what does that look like? I don't know exactly. But I believe it. And I can see it. Not with human eyes, but by faith. To know that it's real and to trust in it. That just as if you've gone someplace and you've seen some great thing, some of you have been to the Grand Canyon, I suppose. Bill's told me about their trip to the Grand Canyon. I've never been there. Bill can say, I know it's there because I saw it. I can only believe because Bill told me. Well, not just Bill, but a few others too. But we can see it. We can know what Christ has for us. And that we can be present with the Lord when we are no longer in this earthly tent. Well, let's look at one more tonight. And some characteristics of faith. Faith knows, faith sees, faith does. People say, I'm a person of faith. I mentioned that at the beginning. And I don't know what they mean by that. I'd have to say, what does that mean to you? But I know that the Bible says that when you are a person of faith, you are a person who has activities in your life that show that forth. James, we've studied James recently. James says in James 2:26, for as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. And I was thinking about there in Proverbs 3:5-6, one of my favorite passages, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him and He shall direct your paths. Trusting God, having faith in Him to show you through His Word, how to live. We have a great example in Scripture. He is the go-to example for the inspired writings of what a faith that does looks like. Abraham. James writes about him in James chapter 2, verses 21 through 24. And he says there, was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered Isaac his son on the altar? Do you see that faith was working together with his works, and by works faith was made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled which says, Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. You see then that a man is justified by works and not by faith only? Abraham was a working man. He believed in God, and it changed his life. God said, go. He went. God said, offer. He got together early in the morning to go offer his son. It changed the kind of person he was. It changed the activities that he did. Abram later known as Abraham, would never be the same. We come to have true faith in God. It causes us to act in such a way that we will never be the same. Hebrews writes about this as well. In verses 8 through 10 of Hebrews 11, it says, "By faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out of the place which he would receive as an inheritance, and he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith he dwelt in the land of promise, as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs of him of the same promise. For he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God." Remember what God said to Abram? "Get away from your family. Get out of this land. Go, and I'll show you." I would have had a million questions, I'm afraid. Where? Why? Are we there yet? Abram went. He obeyed. He trusted in God enough. When God said to go, he said, "I'll go." And his life was never the same. When we talk to someone about obeying the gospel, I can't explain every detail of how it all works. There are things and questions people ask me regularly in Bible studies that I don't even know that there is a Bible answer to it, other than we're not told. But I trust in God enough that even when I don't have all the answers, I go, and I do. That's what we are called to do, to be like Abram. I was thinking a little later in that chapter, Hebrews 11, verses 17 through 19, "By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac. And he who had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said, in Isaac your seed shall be called. Concluding that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from which he also received him in a figurative sense." So Abram, when God said go, he went, even when he didn't have all the answers. And when God said to do something hard, Abram did it. The characteristic of his faith is he had a faith that did. We have a faith that does. We serve God. So tonight, as you think about those things, and as we think about an invitation, you're probably here because you would say, like sometimes people say, "I'm a person of faith." I hope you have a faith that knows what God's Word says that you need to do to be saved. That you need to respond in obedience to the gospel, turning away from sin and being baptized into Christ. As Jesus died, he was buried, and he arose, that you'd die to sin. You'd be buried in baptism. You'd rise to walk in newness of life. And that you have a faith that sees. You have faith that sees what God wants you to have, even though our eyes, have not laid hold of that. And that nothing's going to stop you from doing. That you would have a faith that does. Think that maybe there could be someone in this assembly who's not faithful to the Lord. You have faith, but your faith is living contrary to things you know, things you see in Scripture, and things you know you should do. If you need to be restored, you need to be faithful to God, we're ready to pray with you and for you about that as you turn away from that wrong and bring it before God's throne. Ask for His forgiveness. If we can help you in any way, we'll do that right now as we'll stand and sing the invitation song.